We are here in the United States where a deadly microscopic virus has just come ashore and killed 100,000 people. Mr. Virus, how have things been going for you since your arrival? Life's been good to me so far. And how do you feel about plans to reopen businesses across the country? Medical professionals worldwide describe you as a deadly threat and say we need to be more vigilant about fighting you. What do you think? The Republican governor of South Georgia, Sipiana, is making an announcement. Let's listen in. But, sir, aren't you aware that reopening too quickly was the cause of the far larger second wave of the 1918 pandemic that killed tens of millions of people?
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Mr. Virus, what do you think of that? I am now speaking with United States President Dumpster McTrumpster. Sir, do you feel that your administration has been doing a good job handling this crisis?
We are the champions, my friend.
How do you respond to people who say we need to be more vigilant against the virus? But how can you possibly say that, given all the devastation which has happened because of your inaction? How do you plan to deal with the lack of virus testing kits?
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
But Mr. McTweeter, isn't it your job to help protect the public welfare and ensure that everyone can get a test if they need one?
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Many hospitals are reporting that they are unable to get enough tests or protective equipment. What would you tell them?
If you want it, anytime I can give it.
It seems likely that the conflicting messages you are giving out here will result in thousands of unnecessary deaths.
Easy come, easy go.
And yet you claim that things will soon be better. How can we possibly believe you?
I got the presidential seal. I'm up on the presidential podium.
Mr. President, what is your plan for defeating the virus?
If only
thank you, Mr. McTweety Bird. We are now speaking with Dr. Abdiman Auchi, leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Dr. Auchi, what is the most important thing we need to do right now regarding crowds of people?
You gotta keep them separated.
What is the first thing that needs to happen? How are you advising people with regard to large gatherings and crowded stores?
Stay away! Stay away! Stay away!
Given the denialism about the seriousness of the virus, how can you have any hope that this administration will do the right thing?
I'm just a
So you are continuing to push for better public health policy.
It's all I can do.
What would you say about how the White House has been handling this crisis?
Something's wrong in this house today. Something's been going on, maybe a price to pay.
I believe the president has just tweeted a response to that comment. Let's talk for a bit about what we're up against. exactly what type of virus is this?
The dangerous type.
Do you feel that we're making any progress against the virus, or is it going to be a long battle?
We've only just begun.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. I am now speaking with Mr. Charles Pepsi, founder of the Smart Aleck Business Coalition. Mr. Pepsi, what do you feel people should be doing with regard to the health of their local economy?
Living just enough for the city.
How would you describe the economy right now? And yet your stock portfolio seems to be going up. In the face of so many illnesses and deaths, how does your organization plan to keep drumming up public support for reopening business?
Keep on playing those mind games forever.
How do you feel about your efforts to keep workers divided over the need for safety measures?
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success.
But many workers say this will cause suffering and death, which could have been prevented.
You can't always get what you want.
Thank you, Mr. Pepsi. I'm speaking with someone who has been living alone since the pandemic began. Is there one word you would choose to describe your life right now? And how would you describe your weekly routine?
Every day is like Sunday.
How long have you been living like this?
Whoa, for the longest time.
How do you feel about the current world situation?
I don't feel safe in this world no more.
Is there anything you'd like to do right now? Do you think that businesses should start reopening so this can all be over?
Baby, it ain't over till it's over.
Until that happens, where can we find you?
You find me sitting by myself.
Thank you for your time. I see a crowd of people out in the street protesting the lockdown. Folks, can you tell me how you feel about government efforts to inform and protect the public during this crisis?
We don't need no patient action.
But don't you think it's at least prudent to wear masks and not gather in crowds?
Then why would you say they'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, or fanatical criminal?
Every major public health organization in the world says that we need to maintain lockdown until we have more tests. How can you argue against that?
If only you believe like I believe, baby, like I believe, we get by.
In some states that have reopened, people are immediately congregating in bars and dance clubs without taking any precautions. Do you feel this is wise?
I want to go.
Don't you think the virus is likely to spread out of control if people start crowding together and dancing?
Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everything's out of control.
But doesn't it seem a little foolish to immediately go for those activities most likely to aid the spread of virus?
I love the nightlife, I've got to forget.
But won't that just lead to more people dying?
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
Aren't you worried about the fact that this virus has already killed 100,000 people in the U.S. alone?
40,000 men and women every day. 40,000 men and women every day. Every 40,000 coming every day.
Wait, why are you grabbing my hand? I don't want to get infected.
Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly.
Okay, I need to get out of here. One moment, please. I'm speaking with someone who is currently in quarantine with the virus. Can you tell me how it started?
It was only last night. I was feeling something wasn't right.
And how do you feel now?
Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
What would you say to your concerned friends and family who would like to come over and help?
You don't come around here no more.
Looking back with 2020 hindsight, how do you see the way things were before the lockdown?
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
Thank you. Excuse me. Do you have anything to say to the people protesting the lockdown, who are themselves spreading the virus by gathering in groups without protection?
There's too many men, too many people, making too many problems.
Many of the people who want to reopen seem to be focused on dancing and having a good time. What do you see as the biggest challenge that presents? How do you feel about the politicians who want to force people back to work for the sake of corporate profit?
They don't know about us. They've never heard of love.
Would you say the United States healthcare system has been working for you?
You've got to be crazy.
I believe the president has just tweeted a response to that comment. How would you respond to the president? Hello? A patient seems to have fallen unconscious. I am now being approached by a tall man wearing black robes and carrying a scythe. Mr. Death, do you have any comments on how things are going for you and other workers in the underworld?
This will be our year.
And how do you feel about the prospects for next year if we continue to try reopening before we have adequate testing and protective gear?
Got a feeling 21. It's gonna be a good year.
Turning back to you, Mr. Virus, what are your fondest memories of the early days of your arrival here?
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny.
Is there anything you'd like to tell them to do?
Come together right now. Over me.
I'm once again being approached by Mr. Death. Why are you coming over here?
Your time has come.
I'm suddenly feeling dizzy and feverish. The world is spinning around me. Wait, that's not the way this recording is supposed to end. I wanted to wear a mask, but it didn't look good on camera. Mr. Virus, we were just doing an interview. You can't be infecting me now.
What comes around goes around.
If efforts to reopen prematurely are successful, what can you tell us about the likely second wave of infection? One final question before I go. Do you have any comforting thoughts you can leave us with?
I feel fantastic and I'm still alive.